Mike O'Mara Show.
Fine.
Man, that really chaps my hide.
I said that already.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. My sexy man's gonna fill your ears with magic.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We want to thank Sam and Melissa and Sean. The company is Cocktail...
It's the...
Tastings.com.
Wow, they're good.
Or MixingItUp.org. They will come to you and do a seven-flight series with cocktails of your choice.
How is it that everyone was tastier than the one before it?
These are gourmet beverages, to be sure.
They really are. They're all very minty, and they all have lots of different fruits. And
now, Buzz, did you have a thing with sage in it?
I did.
How was that?
Interesting, exciting. I mean, a real mix of flavors. These are all very tasty, well-balanced beverages.
Whatever.
You got your bottle of Jameson.
Monday on the program, sexpert Jamie Waxman, who's written a book that we can't even tell you the title of.
Waxman.
It's a lady, too. It's a lady.
It's a lady.
This one's going to be tough. This is new for the show. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get some sexperts back. Sexperts. Let me start again. I wanted to get some sexperts back on the program.
Will you entertain a question regarding the sexpert?
I most certainly will. Mr. Spiewak in the back of the classroom.
Does she favor the side of Laura Korn or the side of Dr. Natasha Terry?
I don't even know what side she's on. I know I read an article.
We'll find out.
This is, and everybody should get used to the organization of the program now.
What organization?
This, exactly. This is a lady who I read an article, and it's not the same article that Beth Ann found or the same book, but it interested me, and then I lost it.
Uh-huh.
But I had written the name down. I had written the name down and given it to Beth Ann.
The records were lost.
And so Beth Ann booked her very quickly. And so we've got her on the show Monday.
Everyone knows my birth records were lost.
Shut up. But it should be interesting.
What's the matter, Mike?
It should be interesting as we talk about sex. Also on the show Monday, CBS weather guy Dave Price.
He's funny.
Cool.
We're not going to be talking about CBS this morning. We're not going to be talking about the weather.
No.
We're going to be talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which he is attending.
I'd also like to tell him that he got gypped by not getting the prize.
Yeah, we have to talk about his career.
Regarding Weekend from Hell, I love it. I thought it was fun. But next time, when you have time to prepare, really think about the real Weekend from Hell. I thought the guy that won was great with all the flowers and the fact that he's got to meet the in-laws, the future in-laws. But I think we can all do better the next time we play the game.
You liked the ballet. You liked the piano recital. But what you'd really like are people picking up litter along the side of the road or doing some kind of forced community service
just
work.
Just anything that's unique. Something that's really,
something
really
that's strong.
Bad. Something that somebody's really going to hate. Right. I did like the guy that called in from Las Vegas. No, actually, Reno, Nevada, who had to go through the rat poop also excavate the backyard to get the sewage
new
lines
septic
put
system
in.
Yeah. Right.
But without further ado, Buzz, you've had a lot of stories about Amy Winehouse recently.
Oh my
gosh,
we had one in the last hour.
Were you able to do your research and actually get that get? As we always talk about getting the get, I'm not sure whether you do or not.
Well, now that we have a producer, yes. As a matter of fact, I was able to get something lined up with Amy Winehouse.
Well, tell us about it. How'd you get it?
She's allowed at least one phone call after being arrested, which she was.
What was that
today.
Sound?
That was Amy brushing against the microphone, I think.
Is this a phone interview?
It is.
It can be.
It doesn't have to be. I don't want it to be.
Would you like to be a satellite hookup?
It's not a satellite hookup. She's in jail, isn't she?
Well, she's in England.
Well, you're allowed one call.
Did she get busted?
Yes, she did. She got arrested.
This is nice up here, Rob.
I told you.
It's cooler. You're closer to the air conditioner.
You're on the bridge of the Starship O'Mara.
All right. Well, tell us how you got this phone interview, Buzz.
Well, it wasn't easy. We had to play some calls. We, earlier today, received a report from the BBC that Amy Winehouse had been arrested again, this time for a new charge, assault, apparently early Wednesday morning, read that late Tuesday night.
Right.
She was arrested for headbutting a man who had tried to do a nice thing for her, tried to hail a taxi for her, and for some reason she just went off on the guy.
I believe she's on the line,
now
Amy.
Now she's facing, is she on the line? Amy? Amy Winehouse? I believe we have her.
Hello.
Well, hello, Amy. Oh, no. Amy, how are you? Congratulations on your Grammys.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So I understand you're down at the police station there in London right now.
Oh, get warm. You know, it's a bit of a bump in the road.
Well, you've had a lot of those. Oh, dear.
Oh, go on. Come on, don't be a couple of pansies. Let's just kind of go hawk up along and what's around, just spit it out? What's the matter with you?
Amy, I think somewhere inside of you, there's at least the potential for an attractive young woman, and yet you've made yourself sort of gross and
bollocks,
unattractive.
I'm an attractive woman. What makes you think I'm not an attractive woman?
Your hair looks dirty and stringy.
Give me your name. What the hell is your name, anyway?
I'm sorry.
I'm probably the most attractive woman in all of London.
Forgive me. How unthoughtful of me. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Well, I think you're a bit of a smart ass, Mr. Burbank.
Michael
Mara, I think you've got
show.
A pain in the ass attitude, and if you're in my jail cell, I'll give you what for.
Well,
I have a question.
I tell you, you come sliding into me jail cell looking for a little how's your father, and you know what I do? I'll kick you upside your cranium, make sure you bled from the eyes and nose.
What do you think
about that, Mr. Fancy Pants, well, American newscaster?
I'm sure you do that, Ms. Winehouse. Tell you what. Let me regroup while you regroup and have a question.
Once you regroup this, I got something right now. You should see where me hand is. You should see where me bloody hand is.
Well, I'd just
like to point out to everybody in your listening audience.
What's that?
I've been voted the top pop female vocalist in the United Kingdom.
That's true.
For most of the last 5 years.
That's right.
Then I debuted over in your United States music.
Tremendously talented.
And I got me them Grammys that you all held so holy.
Grammys.
You
and
earned
the fact
them.
Is, you know, all you do in your press and your media is you try to categorize me as some sort of bad girl.
Well, Ms. Winehouse, you keep wandering out into the street in your lingerie and you're obviously intoxicated and we're all just very concerned.
I like to have me a cocktail once in a while. I don't think it's that big a bloody deal for a girl. If a girl wants to have a cocktail, there's nothing effing wrong with it, you know what I mean?
You are painfully thin, my dear. We worry about you possibly.
Yes. Who the hell is that talking in the background? I thought this was a one-on-one interview.
No, it's my friend Rob. He had a question for you.
He sounds like he's a bit of a condy ass as well.
Miss Winehouse.
We both love you.
I'm a big fan.
Hold on. Just give me 1 second.
Right. What do you need?
Would you just bear with me? I've got to throw up.
Oh, dear.
No.
I'll be right back.
See, this is why we worry. Are you all right?
Nothing came. That time. Sorry, I'm all right. Everything's all right. How's your fall? How's it going? Good.
Dry heaves. Everything's fine.
Bollocks,
here.
I could use some heroin. Is there anywhere I could use some heroin?
That's the other thing we're concerned about. We've read that you're back on the horse. Is that true?
I just want to tell you, Constable, I don't have any intention of confessing to anything. My name, and you get this straight, all right, mate?
We love you.
My name is Amy Winehouse.
That's right.
That's
AMYWINE. I forgot the rest of it.
HOUSE. Yes.
But the fact of the matter is, I sing like a bloody nightingale.
You do.
And I curse like a sailor. If you got a problem with that, I take your news microphone and put it right where the.
Oh,
right
no, we don't need that.
Would you like it put right near your bum?
I don't think I would, Amy. I appreciate the offer. Though.
Amy,
I get so sicky tired. All these bloody people.
We don't mean to judge.
I swear to God, I'm a sensitive girl. Don't you realize that?
I'm sure you are.
All these interviews, people talk about what trouble I'm in, makes me want to cry.
Don't cry.
Now that's sad.
God, it makes me want to cry.
Don't cry, Johnson.
You know who you're talking to?
We do, Amy Winehouse.
My name is Amy Bloody Winehouse.
I didn't know the middle name.
Snuffers, and I got a word of advice for you.
What would that be?
If I ever get out of this 8x8 prison cell. I'm going to come to your country.
Oh, you are?
I'm going to look both of you up, and I swear to God, I'm going to kill you.
Well, see, now I'm frightened.
With me bare hands, because as much horse as I've been doing, I don't neglect my long ladylike fingernails.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I could carve me a banana boat right in your throat. So how would you like that?
Well,
I wouldn't like that, Apples, if you was bleeding from your bloody throat.
We wouldn't like that at all. We have nothing but respect and love for you. We're just very concerned about your welfare.
You want to stay out of this place. Prison is not a good place to be.
Well, now, I would hope you would learn from that and maybe stay out next time.
Prison is a nasty place to be.
This is
Amy Winehouse. We're a bit of a public service announcement to each and every one of you.
Good. Thank you, Amy.
This is Amy Winehouse. When you're getting to the prison, the first thing you want to ask the screw.
Yes.
The guard.
Right.
The guy that's taking care of you. It's first things first. Where's the can? Where's the loo?
Sure.
Where's the water closet?
The loo? Uh-huh.
That's the first thing you want to do.
The water closet. Now,
where's the Esther? That's what we want to know.
Amy, I have a question about your...
Oh, is your candy ass friend again?
Yes,
hello,
it's Rob.
Mr. Ballerina. What can we do for you, Mr. Theater Art?
Now, are they treating you well? Did they let you bring in a toothbrush?
They brought me. I don't need a toothbrush. The last time I brushed my teeth was in 1979.
Oh, no.
And I wasn't even born then.
Wow. A prenatal brushing?
That's an accomplishment. Listen, I'd like to say something to all you Yanks. Can you listen up?
Yes, please.
All ears.
This is Amy Winehouse.
Your voice is getting lower, Amy.
This is Amy Winehouse. I would like to say to all of your listeners, all this emphasis you have and you Yanks have about dental hygiene is a myth.
Really?
The fact is, your teeth can be brown and fall out one after another.
Uh-huh.
It won't affect your health in any way.
I find that hard to believe, Ms.
As a matter of fact, I just lost me molar.
Oh, no.
I believe that.
Another one.
Did you throw it in the loo?
I threw it up, actually.
And you threw it in the loo?
I threw it. Well, it came in a loo after that, but I lost me right molar, which is only one of me molars left, you see.
Amy, because you're so talented, are you going to make any effort at all to get yourself right?
What do you mean? Now, that's a provocative statement. That's a con. Let me tell you, you know who you're talking to, Buster Brown?
You're talking
to me. My name is Amy Winehouse.
Grammy-winning singer, yes.
And you are really pissing me off.
I don't mean to. Nothing but
you
respect.
Know, let's set this right. Have the decency to respect me off for.
I do.
And respect the fact that I've made some great records. You know,
you did.
A lot of record producers said I sing like a bloody nightingale.
They're right. I do know that, and they're right.
I tell you, what you two condy asses are, you both could be wearing skirts. I tell you, I could take both of you.
Let's set this right.
I'll tell you about my fingernails.
I know.
Oh, no.
I'm frightened.
I tell you, the best thing about my fingernails is when I rip your bloody throats out with them, not only will you bleed like a stuck little pig, you also get a horrible infection.
I'm sure I would.
When was the last time I cleaned me fingernails?
When was the last time?
1963.
Oh,
you
my gosh.
Born yet.
And I wasn't even born yet.
Now, Amy, let's
set
this.
That's a long time not cleaning your fingernails.
It is a long time.
Let's set this right.
Don't get me started on me feet.
I don't want to talk about your feet. Let's start this. Let's set this right. Could we impose on you?
You go ahead, Spiewak. You set Amy Winehouse right.
Could we impose on you? Would you sing us a song?
Please.
I don't think I'm in the mood.
No,
oh,
please.
Come on, just a little
we love your music. We love your
music. Challenging me to something you know I can't do right now.
Just a little something.
I swear to God, I'm going to take that bad bum of yours.
Just a few bars.
That diseased bum of yours, and I'm going to make sure that you never poop again. You remember this name because it's going to be the last name you ever remember.
What is
it's
that name?
Amy Effin Winehouse.
Amy, a new middle name.
I see. Like a bloody nightingale.
You do, sweetie, and I worry about you.
I ain't going to do it right now. You know why?
Why?
If I did it right now, you'd be getting it for free.
Well, if you don't mind.
When Amy Winehouse sings, I'll get paid.
Okay, well, that's fair.
And me father gets paid, and me boyfriend, who's also incarcerated.
Yeah, he's a mess.
He gets paid as well. Listen, I got to run.
Really?
How is your father?
My father, he's dying of embarrassment that his daughter's incarcerated.
What's his name again?
I don't know. It's Ben Winehouse.
Ben Winehouse?
I think his name might be Anthony Winehouse.
Ben Anthony. It doesn't really matter.
I think it might be Richard Winehouse.
Could
trying to think of me British names. Spiewak. What a pain in the ass for these phone interviews.
Nigel. I'll bet his name is Nigel.
You keep throwing me these curveballs. I swear to God, I'm going to scratch your disease bum with my dirty fingernails.
Are you going to
infection?
Are you going to beat this latest legal problem, Amy?
Are you going to beat this legal problem, Amy?
Yeah, that was the question.
I got only one thing's on me mind right now that
What's
I want to beat. And I want to beat your liberal pot-smoking idiot.
You're very fighting. You're
a real problem. Real choice to have in chatting with you blokes.
And we saw you.
And very nice to talk to you. We wish you the best of luck getting out of jail.
What did the big man want to say?
I don't know. What did the big man want to say? Rob?
I was going to say, I just wanted to say I saw you breaking into your house through the garage. I thought that was good thinking.
Oh, isn't that funny? Isn't that a nice little slam at Amy Winehouse while she's behind bars? You wouldn't have the balls to say something like that to me face, would you now?
I wouldn't.
I swear to
and
God.
And it is a lovely face.
You are really making me angry.
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Amy Effin Winehouse.
Oh, it's gotten lower.
Got gotta go, lads.
All right. Take care, Amy.
All right, how's your father? Tip of the uncle.
Bye-bye, possum.
Bang me groceries. Take care.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Amy Winehouse, ladies and gentlemen. Grammy-winning singer, Amy Winehouse.
Live from, I'm guessing, what, the Tower of London?
A local jail in London,
I think she's in the Tower of London,
mm-hmm.
and the Beefeaters are guarding her. She sounds well.
Arrested again this week for, I guess, assaulting a man who tried to hail a taxi for her. She's just incorrigible.
What did I miss?
You should have been here. We had Amy Winehouse on the phone.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
Really?
Yeah, you should stick around.
She's being held in the Tower of London.
All right.
Next time you'll stay.
Hey, is it time for the last buzz of the day?
Yeah, in a few minutes, sure.
And a few more drinks?
Yeah, I could take a cop.
Cheers. Okay, I'll do that while we're taking a commercial break. We'll be back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.